Well, last night I was in Wollongong with Luke Lewis and John Gibbs, calling a stunning performance by St George Illawarra as the Dragons defeated the Warriors 30 points to 12 on the back of a remarkable defensive display. That's really what set them apart. The Warriors owned the first quarter hour or so, scored early, but then the Dragons' white wall was up. And from the moment they thwarted the Warriors and Jacob Little took an intercept, the Dragons dominated. It was a great performance, and their fullback had a great game. Tyrell Sloan is on the line. Tyrell, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are yous?
Mate, very good. That was a stunning performance. We were down there a few weeks ago when you beat Manly, but this was better still. In fact, this could have been your best performance in a couple of years, do you think?
Yeah, no, definitely. We really put pride into our home games, and especially Wynn Stadium as well. And, the fans packed it out there against Manly and also again against the Warriors. And I feel like, we play off the back of them, when we're scoring points and when we're defending our line, coming out of trouble, we can definitely hear the fans there. So, it was a great victory for the team and, hopefully a right step in the right direction.
Well, you were 16-6 up at halftime. Zach Lomax had another sensational game, this time playing in the centre, scored early. And you, with this try, basically wrapped it up for the Dragons. Egan to the left, Johnson, who dropped the ball. He's had a shot at Johnson. Picked up by the Dragons, look out. It's Sloan away. Here comes what Nigel Esiak. He beats him. Bip, bip, the Roadrunner. Tyrell Sloan. He's going to put it down under the Holy Ghost. Try to the Dragons. Yes, you raced away. You beat a fairly big-sized figure to get through too.
Yeah, no, it was a bit of a weird one. I just sort of backed myself. I don't really do that too much, but I just went on the outside and backed my ability, backed my palm, and got away with the try. But credit to Dozer there. He just jumped the fence, and obviously me being the faster Blake just found me, and I was able to put it away.
How did you keep your feet? I think the most remarkable thing was, despite the attention of the defenders, you kept your feet and maintained that speed.
I was gone. As soon as I beat Wasani Slezniak, my legs were gone. I was struggling to get to the try line, but the first few ones I was after I got through Wasani Slezniak, my legs were gone. Like I almost tripped, and lucky enough I was able to keep my balance and got the try.
How do you harness that form that we saw you produce last night? It's been obviously again up and down. Shane Flanagan has spoken openly about you trying to get a bit more defensive grid and organise defensive line and find that consistency. How has that challenge been, and how close are you to sort of finding that form?
No, I feel like as a team we're building well, but personally, it's all about my defense. I feel like when I go into a game of defensive mindset and want to help the team in that area, my attack just comes. And also not worrying about the big play. As long as I get my little plays right and the little one percenters, the big play will come. But, at the end of the day, it's not always about the big play for myself. And that's what I'm, learning as I'm getting more mature is just being more patient with the footy, or even in defence, just not try and do things on my own and do it with my teammates.
Hey, mate, I know a lot of the external noise around the club would see the performance and the result last night as a shock. But I know amongst the team, everyone knew that was coming. Can you give everyone a little bit of an insight into what the expectations of the team were last night and why you guys weren't surprised about how well you played?
Yeah, hey, buddy. I feel like we just stuck to our game plan. Our game plan was to go against Johnson and Egan and, try and limit them in attack. But when we had the ball, just made it real simple, just run hard. And, we kept sending Sua down at Johnson. CT did a big job on him as well. And Moses Suli. Our middles stuck to the plan, just running at Egan and trying to limit, as I said, them in attack. And, us backs at the end, when them guys are starting to set off right and doing a great job, our spine was connected. And, I feel like we're just out-competing them, Matty. And as you said, we've been building for an 80-minute performance for a long time. And that was something that I was very proud of as a person. But, for the club as well, they really deserve, 80-minute performance. And, as I said, that's something we can build on now is to continue moving forward and hopefully put that as our foundation. And, you know, that's going to be the identity of the Dragons going forward.
Let's talk about moving forward, son. And we've got a massive game this weekend, obviously, on Anzac Day against the Roosters. Now, what will be your approach to that, and what are the expectations of all the team members in an event like that?
Yeah, well, it's really hard to not get up for. Obviously, last year was a massive occasion. It was my first one, and you know, being around the group and listening to a lot of the stories, you know, before me, and we had Michael Wayman in throughout last year, and you know, telling us how much the game meant to him, and also Bo Scott, and just how they talked and, you know, what the day means. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not about footy. It's about paying respect to the Anzacs, both Australia and New Zealand. And, you know, always seeing them guys out in the crowd, you know, picture up as well. And, yeah, it's, as I said, it's really hard not to get up for that game. It's such a big occasion. And, you know, the pregame is so massive. And I just remember in the last post, you know, when it was going on and looking over towards the Roosters boys and, you know, all the event that goes on before, it's such a great occasion. And, I can't wait for next week.
What about on a personal level, mate? You're off contract at the end of the season. How have discussions gone with the Dragons, and how close are you to sorting out your future?
Oh, my manager, that's his job. I'm a rugby league player. So, I guess my focus is just the footy at the moment. And, that's his job, not mine. And I hope we can get something sorted. But yeah, as I said, it's out of my league at the moment. I'm just there to play footy and, you know, try and get my job right for the team.
Can I just go back to what you said to Matthew about the preparation for Anzac Day last year? You said that the two former players who came in to speak with you were Michael Wayman and Bo Scott. They're two madmen. Were all your eyes just spinning around in circles after they fired you up?
It was the whole week. You know, they were there for most of the session throughout the week. It's always a short turnaround. I think from the week before going into Anzac Day, because it's usually earlier in the week. But those guys, they just talk the truth and, you know, talk their experiences. And obviously the game is a little bit different now to what it was when they were there. But they obviously played with the heart on their sleeve and, you know, bled for this club. So they're just trying to put their two cents in and, you know, their experiences into, you know, what we can do. And, you know, obviously we started poor last year, but I'm looking forward to this year.
Terrell, Zach Lomax. Now, everyone knows he don't want to play on the wing and asked for release, got a release, and now his future set at Parramatta. He is playing the best footy he's ever played in his life. And last night was really interesting for us, at least, watching him return to the centres, where he had a great game. He was man of the match from our judge, Luke Lewis. What have you seen from him on the field this year that separated from previous years? Because he's on fire.
Yeah, well, Zach's always been a competitor. And I think it was just for him picking his right moments. Obviously, he's great under the high ball. And yeah, as I said, Zach's just competitive. I know what I'm going to get from Zach every week. You know, he just wants to win as much as everyone else. But, it was a big game for him last night. It was his 100th game in the NRL and a big occasion. And as a team, we didn't want to let him down. And also, New Brown and CT having their club debuts. But, just on Zach, he's, as I said, the only thing that I can describe him is a competitor. And he just wants to win.
Now, Tyrell, on a half-serious, half-not-serious note, Matthew Elliott has, since you first came into our knowledge as a first-grade footballer, with his dealings with you away from the field at the Dragons, has always told me what an impressive young man you are. He's always spoken in glowing terms of you. I've had the opportunity to work for Matt for 10 years now, Tyrell.
Yep.
He's got his quirks. He's beautifully weird. What is it about Matt's character that stands out for you? If you were to describe Matt to somebody and you could be open and honest, how would you do it?
Matt's obviously different, but in a great way. Me and Matt are real close. I'll probably let him down a bit this year as not going to see him as much. But, I love having Matty around the club. And ever since, you know, Hook was there, obviously Matty was his assistant at the start. And, you know, just from the start, he's really helped me as a player and more so as a person. You know, when we have our chats, it's always open and honest, and you know, he just wants the best for me. But more so as a person as well. I just keep going back to that because he knows that family and you know, you yourself are as more important than rugby league, and that's something that, you know, us young kids can get blown away by, is, you know, focusing more on footy and losing interest in, you know, other things in life. And, you know, Matty always keeps it humble with me and keeps it 100, and something I really respect about Matty.
No, that's a nice thing to say. What about that really quickly? Because I'd love to give some people an understanding what you do for the community as well, because now everyone brushes past that. We only see you emerging on the field, and that's where all the talk's been, hasn't it, about, you know, you having to develop, you know, your play. But I don't think many people actually know the amount of work you do for the communities in your area.
Yeah, Matty, oh, thanks for that. Our community to me is massive. You know, growing up in Dapto and Coonawarra, being a local junior to the Dragons as well, you know, this is home to me. And as I said, I always try and help out wherever it's, you know, my local club at Dapto Canaries. They've been going through a tough few patches for the last few years, you know, struggling to get some numbers and, you know, signing some big names, and then, you know, some boys that are leaving the club. But, yeah, just a lot of stuff in my community. Like, I have a lot of Indigenous boys that look up to me, and I'm still learning how to be a sort of a mentor and also trying to mentor my game. But yeah, just being a proud Aboriginal boy and coming from Dapto, and yeah, I always try and go back. You know, I do a few days at my local primary school when we have, you know, long turnarounds to go and help out there. And yeah, there's some kids there that have a lot of potential, but you know, they see me as an avenue. You know, anyone can make it from wherever you are, but, you know, being a proud Aboriginal man, and hopefully can be, you know, an idol for these kids, and, you know, just to, I guess, show them that anything can happen, and wherever you're from.
Well, Terrell, I'll say this. After our first conversation together in this forum, we've learnt two great things about your character. One, after you got hauled from the field at halftime a couple of weeks ago, the way you've responded to that on the field speaks volumes for your character. And listening to you talk over the last 10 minutes, you're everything Matt Elliott has told us you were. So congratulations on your form. Keep up the community work, mate, and can't wait for Anzac Day.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Migaloo. Love you, bro.
See you, son.
See ya. See you soon.